Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This is Tage Thompson. He'll gain the line. He's got a lane. Fires a shot. Skinner saved a rebound. Scores! Tage TNT Thompson stayed with his own rebound, and it's 1-0 Buffalo. Meanwhile, McLeod's to the slot. Scores! Alex Tuck! On a great feed from McLeod in the slot, and the Sabres get the lead back. It is 2-1. Trying to leave it for Draisaitl. That's broken up. Now race for it. Bouchard. He's got his hands full here right in front of the net. Scores! Tage Thompson! Sabres with the steal, and then they seal the deal with the 3-2 lead over the Oilers.
Familiar occurrence from a goal-scoring standpoint. Two for Thompson, one for Tuck. This time, the defense holds up. Buffalo over Edmonton last night, 3-2. Welcome into Sabres Live. The next game's actually really juicy as far as the Eastern Conference race is concerned. It's Buffalo in Detroit tomorrow. They're on the ice for practice today before departing. Marty, you and I took a vow of silence in the half hour prior to the show, so I have no idea where you want to start with this game from last night.
Okay, I'm going to start with Tage Thompson. Look, you know, when they played in Florida, Tage was playing the left wing, Norris was in the middle, and Tuck was on the right. And I felt like Tage was unable to have the puck, unable to go up the ice. And so, you know, they come back home, and after reviewing the tape, they're probably seeing the same thing I saw on that game Saturday. And
did they really need to review the tape? Come on.
Well, I'm sure they did, because that's what everybody says.
It's true.
To take a look at the tape. So once I take a look at the tape, I'll be able to make a decision. Usually make the decision, you know.
I was at the bench. I didn't have a good view of it. So I got
to exactly. So we got to look at the tape. But Tage was, to me, the way that we need Tage to be. He was attacking the net. He was shooting. He was fast. And maybe that has to be, okay, now I've played a game with Josh Norris, and I know a little bit of how he's going to play. And I know the goal that Tage scored, a game-winning goal. Norris made a great job. But Tage was flying, too. They were both of them going. Not one of them looked at the other and says, oh, you're going? I'm going to stop. They both went, right? And that was the big thing for me, is that they were aggressive. And obviously, we all know that they're going to need some really big numbers and offense from Tage Thompson next year. They're going to need some big numbers and offense from Josh Norris next year. And look, Tage Thompson right now in his last 28 games, he has 31 points and 17 goals. 17 goals in 28 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's on pace for 50, right, in a regular season.
I got news for you. His last 4 years have resembled this.
They have. But I think last year we saw a drop, and yes, the injury was there. But that's Tage. That's Tage Thompson. And despite the fact that the team 2 years ago, everybody, the career highs or whatever, last year a dip, Tage is still given exactly what the Sabres wanted and expected when they gave him that contract.
There's a
that's underperforming it.
There's a mild annoyance statistically about last year, and that was because of all the things you said and, you know, the frustration towards the end of the year. Not him specifically. I mean, team in the standings. He ended on 29. It's so annoying to me. I just want to keep rolling out, you know, 430 goal season, blah, blah. Like, it's just, anyway. It's my pet peeve.
No.
It's anyway, but and I know you didn't know I was going to ask this.
Oh, I like that spontaneous trivia.
Well, it's not really trivia, and in fact, it's certainly not trivial because it's personal, and it affects the person you're talking about. When he appeared on the National post game interview last night, he was asked yet again about center or wing. And it was, I'm okay with either. And this is not breaking news. But he did mention the comfort at center. So, as you look at it from a big picture standpoint, as a coaching staff and as management, how do you navigate this or even discuss it from the standpoint of, wouldn't you want your best players to be in their most comfortable position?
I love when we don't do a ton of preparation before the show, because that was something that I thought about last night again. And I didn't, like, I paid attention to the post-game interview, but then I quickly flipped over to other games, right? I wanted to see what happening, like the end of the game in Detroit, Ottawa.
What a finish.
What a finish. And then Toronto, Utah was starting. And so I was kind of, you know, wanting to see what was going on there. But in, you know, because the conversation we had a couple of days ago, maybe even over the weekend off air, was who are the four centers for the Sabres next year? Like, who are the four centers? And if Yuri Kulik is a center, is he a top six? Is he lower? Norris is a center. McLeod is a center. Maybe you have Krebs as a fourth line center, which is fine. Look, I mean, say what you want to say about Peyton Krebs, and he's a first round pick. I mean, first round picks sometimes end up fourth line guys or, you know, sixth defensemen or backup goalies or whatever. It just, that's the way it goes. But let's see. There's a better available winger in the offseason than an available center, okay? I think you could say Thompson in the middle with Peterka and player X, a winger that you're like, hey, we're going to target that player. And maybe that's via a trade. Maybe that's an unrestricted free agent, but that's a winger. And then you have, let's see, Zucker with Norris and Tuck. Or say that's your second line, right? And then you could say, okay, I'm going to have McLeod with Kulik and Quinn as your third line, right? And say, okay, speed, skills, and that leaves you Benson, Greenway, and Krebs as your fourth line. And then there's other parts, all of that, but I'm saying one player would make this roster would make a major difference in the way this roster was constructed. That it is a center or a wing, I don't care. But to me, if you have a better winger available, then put Tage in the middle.
But
if you have a better center available,
who's going to be better statistically on the wing than what Tage has shown?
I'm saying not so much better than Tage. I'm saying, like, you have player A and player B, and one's a center and one's a winger. But the winger is better than the center, but you think that you need a center to fill the position. I don't care that you need a – no. Move Tage to the middle and get the winger. Get the better player. Right? Tage can play the middle of the ice. There was so many times in that game last night where Tage and Josh were kind of rotating in, you know, who was a little low, and then there was a rotation, and then Tage went back to the wing. Tage can play in the middle of the ice. He can produce in the middle of the ice. Yes, he continues to produce on the wing, and he continues to have 5-3, 7-5, 4-6 shots on goal. That's great. I think Tage would be over 40 right now if the power play was going this year. And correct. Maybe that's the biggest thing. It doesn't matter where Tage play, as long as you give him his opportunities offensively and the power play gets going. And then doesn't matter. Put him on the wing or in the center position. Just don't put him on left wing. He's not good there.
We're just going to let that little jab joke linger for a little bit longer.
Like, what's the difference between left and right? There's a lot of difference.
Well, from your vantage point over 500 games, you never cared.
For me, I never cared, lefty or righty. But I'll tell you this. I noticed it Saturday against Florida, and I was like, ooh, that's a little – some guys are good playing their off wing. Right? So, some guys like it better, but yeah, it wasn't for Tage.
So did you really answer – I mean, it was kind of a loaded question in a certain standpoint, but – how important are the players' feelings in all of this?
Well, they are, but at the end of the day, producing, a player wants to produce. Mm-hmm. A player wants his stats to show that he's a big part of the success of a team. Mm-hmm. And I think Tage would rather have a 45-goal season on the wing than a 37-goal season at center. Okay. Because at the end of the day, it'd be 45 goals. But he did score 47 playing the middle of the ice, so I think he could do that, you know, no problem at all.
Yeah.
But who are you playing with? I think that's more where players have more of a say, like especially a player like Tage Thompson. I really like playing with player X. Mm-hmm. If he really likes playing with Norris and Peterka, then maybe you keep that together. And maybe it becomes find a second line center. I'm hesitant to say Yuri Kulik is a top two center just because I want the Sabres to take a step forward next year. And that step forward would mean just don't recycle a spot, right? Don't go back to, you did step forward with Josh Norris in the middle of the ice. I think Norris are going to be better than Cousins in the middle of the ice and will play higher in the lineup. But I'm just saying, don't hesitate to put somebody else there, to find somebody else for that. So that's why I'm saying that. But look, if it's Yuri Kulik with Tuck and Zucker, as long as it performs, as long as it works, and for Tage, as long as he's happy with who he's playing, I don't really think the center wing is going to matter at the end of the day because it's all about production.
You know what two categories are the highest of Tage's career right now?
Ooh, is shot percentage?
Shooting percentage is one. He's at 18.5, which is a really, really impressive number if you don't typically indulge in this. His career shooting percentage is 13.4. So that's a pretty significant bump.
Oh, and I think I know the other one.
His 47-goal season, he was at 15.9, which is also incredibly high. And then last year was dramatically affected by what you said, an injury. And even then, it wasn't a massive drop-off. It would actually be a fine number for some, but it was 11.8. So again, it's just in the position, the ability to shoot with the velocity that we've seen over and over, league-leading as far as volume of shots at a thing. But what I... quickly, the other number is?
The other number, I think they mentioned it after the game, saying that Tage was second in even strength goal to Leon Draisaitl.
Oh, well, so I wonder if that's... I'm just looking at...
Is this the most 28? It's the most he scored even strength, I believe.
Yes, it is. He had two at 26, so that's yet another category. Thank you for the clarification. Okay. He's actually just a tick, ice time-wise, ahead of where he was a couple of years. So I think that's important to reiterate here, because whether he is on the wing or at center, you want to have your best players able to keep playing more, right? Mm-hmm. So every situation. So he's at 18.38 now, time on ice per game. If Tage can settle in between 19 and 20, obviously it's not Kucherov. It's not McDavid. It's not Draisaitl. But it would put him in that area where, you know, like Tuck is the league, is the Sabres leader in time on ice among forwards this year. You can understand why. But I want to see Tage continue to grow in that area. There's another wrinkle in this because it was the first game with Josh Norris where Tage was on the right wing. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Norris, in his 35-goal year, had over...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
300 shots on goal. 313. Tage has not hit that yet. He ended at 295 in his biggest year. But it leads us back into how people are reacting to our social media question and what you think of Tage and Josh together. And there was one response that said, silly, both are shoot first guys. Give us a sense of how that dynamic unfolds. And there's lots of great answers, and most of them would be what I would say, way too early to tell. But that's an interesting angle to look at it, and especially from your standpoint, because you would see it in practice every day, and then you see it as the game unfolds. So, like, what do you think when you have two potentially close to guys that have shot 300 shots in a season?
Well, my first reaction to that is, well, the more you shoot, if you're a good shooter, the more percentage-wise the puck's going to go in, right? So if Tage has five shots, six a game, and Norris has four or five a game, and J.J. Peterka has three and whatever, and they're on the same line, well, they're going to produce, and they're going to create chances. So that's one. Look, the shoot-first mentality, and there's guys that are going to be labeled as shooter. Ovechkin is a shooter, right? I mean, can he make plays? Yes. But when he has the puck, he's a shooter. And that used to be a little bit more relevant, you know, years ago, where I remember, you know, Rick Martin or, you know, Rene Robert saying, we're shooters. Mm-hmm. We come into the zone and we shoot the puck. That's what we do. The game is different. But Tage is still going to get his goals, even if he plays with a shoot-first guy like Josh Norris. And Josh Norris, I believe, either will get his goals or either will adjust his game to be maybe a point-a-guy player. Mm-hmm. He's never been a point-a-guy player in the NHL. His best season, you know, he had 55 points in 66 games. Mm-hmm. But could he be, instead of a 35-30 guy, could he be a 25-50, right? And I'm fine with that. Like, if he's a 25-50, I'm fine with it. Tage is a 40-plus. Good. Peterka, maybe a 25 to 35 goals guy. Look, you're looking at 85, 90 goals for the line. I'm totally fine with it. So I get that maybe that's not the, you know, but let it play out. I'm saying let it play out. This is game two of Norris being with the Sabres and playing with Tage Thompson. In two games, we've already seen two different line combinations and two different results. No goals in Saturday's game. Well, Tage had two goals in that game, and that line had two goals, so it worked out, right? Let it play out. I'm not going to label Norris a shoot-first guy. Is he a goal scorer? Yes. But I think there's more to the player that completes him.
Stuart Skinner has never been labeled a Vitek Vanacek against the Sabres, so that might have been the biggest difference between Saturday and last night.
Like, and I get it, right? Like, the Sabres win last night, great. That, look, it was a full building. It was a lot of Oilers fans, but look, it's Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl coming in. Everybody's is getting a good show. And McDavid and Draisaitl were buzzing. Now, the amount of chances Draisaitl had on the back door, and the part, I almost feel like McDavid was trying to be too cute and overpassing. And but when he has the puck and he starts circling the drain, it was fun to watch. It was great. Sabres win. Sabres fans are going home happy after the night, saying, we got a good, a great game to watch. We got an exciting game. There was chances at both ends. But holy moly, was Stuart Skinner flopping and flipping around like a fish out of water. That shot that Tage hit him in the chest on his first goal, he like, it was Ramri-esque when, you know, the puck was bouncing against Ottawa. He couldn't get his hands on it. It was a hot potato. The thing was, and then even Tage's second goal, I get it. Bouchard gets beat to the puck by Norris. But, like, his inability to open the hips and be at least a little limber in that, like, Tage made him look very silly on that.
Yeah.
The Oilers have a problem in that, and I get it.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, Stuart Skinner is so inconsistent, and you get a game like you got last night. Look, the last game they played, he was really good. He was a big reason, I believe it was against the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes.
He was a big reason why they won. He played well. But there's too many, not even high.
Well, which Skinner is of greater concern for the Oilers?
It's not Jeff. Jeff is an afterthought right now. He's like, whatever. He's a body that gets into a jersey and goes out onto the ice once in a while and has been healthy scratched. The number one goaltender with the Oilers, Stuart Skinner, is a concern. And look, the Oilers kept saying, we don't want to update. And behind the scene, they kept saying, well, we don't like what's out there anyway. It's not better than ours. And maybe that's true. Maybe John Gibson, injured, is not right now a better solution than Stuart Skinner. And how many other solutions were there around the NHL? Peter Mrazek? I would have taken Peter Mrazek, I think, over Stuart Skinner, but they didn't want to do that. So I know you don't like Mrazek, but that's me.
I would have sold the farm for Binnington, honestly.
Yeah, but St. Louis wasn't going to do that. So
no,
that's
I
good.
Get it. I get
that's
it.
Fine.
I get it.
And look, I get it. Maybe there was not a good option. But you're going into the playoffs with the best two of the best players in the world, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and you have Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard once again as your goalie tandem. That doesn't inspire confidence.
You know who might have, well, sorry. Do you know who was the second best goalie in the NHL last night?
Okay, so it was Scott Wedgwood.
Yes, he was so good.
He was fantastic.
He just didn't make 48 saves like Ullmark. Holy cow.
Well, okay. I'd say Ullmark was excellent last night with the Ottawa Senators. And good for him and good for the Sens that were able to win at home against Detroit. That was a big game. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings are falling on hard times.
Six losses in a row, 8 of the last 10.
I know you have a little sense of joy when you say that, but that's you know. So okay, Ullmark was really good, and that's fine. I don't think that the Senators can play the way they played and hope that they're going to get in.
Like, no, that's what Lena said.
Like, is that what he said?
That's what he said. He goes, we got to be honest and realize that this is not sustainable. It's not the way to play.
He gave up 49 shots, and they gave up a goal, and really had give up a second one, but it was after the buzzer at the end of the game. But look, Ullmark was great. Wedgwood was awesome. Vemelka was actually pretty good in a shootout loss.
He was pretty good too. Yeah.
He was very good. He made a big paddle save late.
I love seeing, you know, the new market of Utah and fans just spontaneously chanting, you know, veggie and
yeah.
and things like that. That's how you grow the game in a first year. They've had some really, really difficult times winning at home. And last night fell into that category again, despite extending the shootout. Well, not extending, but scoring to tie yeah. the shootout only to lose to Mitch Marner. They've done so much stuff right. I don't know whether they're going to be able to scale the mountain and get in.
They got good players, though.
They do.
Got really, really good players, yeah. but that's good. Yeah. And so we talked about Allmark, Wedgwood, Vemelka, Luukkonen. Luukkonen was really good in the game.
Dude.
That's a big
number
reason.
One star, in my opinion, last night.
Yeah, I say the post may have stolen a few of them, and that was great. But Luukkonen was really good. And if you're going to play the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you need a goaltender that's going to make more than his fair share of saves. And there was a lot of in tight plays. The Sabres early
look
in
at,
the game were all over the place defensively.
Look at his depth in the crease, which you talk about. I loved where he was. Closer to the goal line, you know, able to react to those plays.
A lot
Loved it.
Easier to react, a lot easier to read the play. I didn't like that he got beat on a long screenshot, like the Nurse goal. I feel like the size that you have, it wasn't five guys in a line. It was Bo Byram, who's a lot smaller, and I think it was Hyman that was in front of the net, maybe. You should be able to look around that. And in the first period, the Sabres defensively were chasing. They got way better. They adjusted. They were able to get sticks and counter the circling the wagon that the Oilers and McDavid were doing. But they wouldn't have been feeling confident if it wasn't of Luukkonen. If they gave up two or three in the first period, on plays in the offensive zone, I bet you the Sabres would have been chasing and chasing a lot because they wouldn't have been confident in getting a save. They got saves and made a big difference.
How great is it that our guest, our very forthcoming guest on the show yesterday,
yeah,
ended up setting up the game-winning goal while Leon Draisaitl was on the ice?
Which, like, every time Josh Norris took a draw against Draisaitl, I was watching, what is he doing? Like, is he adjusting? Because the story, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, Josh Norris, you ask if he had, you know, some stories to tell about playing against McDavid and Draisaitl, and he first started by saying, well, everybody has, because everybody's been on the, you know, receiving hand of those two. And then he goes, my first year, I was, you know, going to take a face off, and I thought, I can handle myself. You know, this is hockey. And he goes, Draisaitl read me like an open book on the face off. I swung and missed. He lifted his stick, got it on the second swipe. 3 seconds later, the puck's in the net. And he goes, since then, I've known that I need to adjust when I play against top players like Draisaitl. And yes, not only does he fly by Draisaitl, flies by Bouchard, gets the puck to Thompson, but every face-off that Norris was on against Draisaitl, I was like, ooh, what is he doing? And he did really good against Draisaitl in the game last night. I don't even know what he ended with, but I thought he did really good against Draisaitl.
Super cool. Really happy for Josh. He's an easy guy to root for. And he's shown a lot of little things that people are already talking about, whether it's teammates, coaches, and importantly, I think here, very importantly, fans are, you know, like if you're paying attention to the game, you want to pay attention to how can this guy make us better? And it's all Josh wants to do. And, you know, unfortunately, people are also going to look at what was dealt in the deal and how quickly Cousins has had an impact for the Senators, right? So... Yeah. That's the nature of what appeared to be a pretty balanced trade on the surface. We're going to need an awful lot of time to see how it plays out, right? But
we're going to need to see Bernard Docker play, and that is,
to a certain extent,
going to get figured out. But I want to see how we can help defensively the Sabres, you know, even if last night it was a game where at the end of the night, look, you know, the expected goals were in the Oilers' favor. You still gave up more chances than you ended up creating, mostly because of the power play. The Oilers' power play moved the puck well. The Sabres, it was a little, you know, iffy at times.
At Sabres Live is where you can hit us up with your thoughts on question of the day, anything else. I would offer up this and beg for your response. If Marty Biron had been suspended for 20 games, what would he have done wrong? At Sabres Live on X, yeah. We have lots to get to, including that gigantic suspension for a huge Florida defenseman. But we do want to remind you, when the Sabres get back home later this week, it's time to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. It's what we do in Buffalo. It's presented by Topps Friendly Market. Vegas is in town. It's a 12:30 game on Saturday, March the 15th. Special giveaways, games on the concourse, and let's celebrate one of Buffalo's best holiday traditions. Sabres.com/tickets to purchase yours today. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.